You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. And tonight, as always on a Wednesday, I speak to Skulk Lowe, who's a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth in the Western Cape of the Republic of South Africa. The market's sort of grinding its way lower, and I keep on saying this. It hasn't been a dramatic fall. It hasn't been a big sort of 2-3% every day, and then it bounces straight back. It's just been this chip away at the bull market, Skulk.
Well, you're calling a positive day, you know, negative.
I'm talking about the weekly average, for example. It has been down over the last week, right?
I totally agree with you. I mean, you're looking at a market. I mean, September hasn't been good, you know, thus far. I mean, we sort of, as you mentioned, just trickled downwards. In general, you can see the markets are nervous. It's definitely this time of the year. I mean, they always talk about the October ghost. It's very similar to that sell in May and go away. And clearly, this year it hasn't been a bad idea to sell in May and go away. But that said, I hear what you say, Lindsay. I get that same feeling. It's just trickling downwards. No major movements when it moves up, but when it moves down, There's a bit of a ferocity behind it.
Yeah, there really is. Well, it's just a lack of confidence. And I don't know if it's just the time of year. And if we should say, well, this is good. If you're going to go down every day, or 6 out of 7 days, if you're going to go down in small increments rather than big ones. So it's good. I want to talk about the property sector of the JSE Securities Exchange. Because suddenly we had, what did we have? We had Growth Point. There were two other ones. High Prop coming out. Another one yesterday was Attack. They came out. That's a silly name for a company, and I'm sorry if they're listening, but I can't stand it. There's a company called EPP, the Polish property company, coming out with their results as well. And Arrowhead as well, pre-close operational update. So a lot of property things coming through. What are you seeing? Because you have been enthusiastic about this sector.
Yeah, I must say, you know, we've been chatting about this sector for the past 6 months, and it's been a great place to be. And I mean, naturally, when you read the results, you know, Growthpoint did guide. I mean, we saw the sense come out on Friday after the market closed, where they actually mentioned already that their dividends are going to be, you know, at least 15% down. I had to do that. That's the rules, you know, according to the JSE. Today they came out with the results. But what's interesting, you know, Lindsay, that we had that sense that came out, and over the weekend I actually worked through that sense where you could feel it's not a strong sense now. Not just the fact that they know that the dividends were going to be down, but also their general, you know, outlook. Now, I mentioned it at the privilege of two or three weeks ago, we had a dinner in town, in Cape Town, and my wife just said, "Well, she's going to spoil me. Let's stay over. Let's go stay over at the waterfront." I mean, we don't often get the opportunity to do these staycations. There was wonderful specials there, naturally.
What a woman! I mean, she surprised you rather than the other way around. I mean, I'm not being sexist that's very good.
No.
So she brought your toothbrush and a pair of clean underwear, and you just went off to some fancy hotel at the waterfront. Is that what happened?
That's exactly what happened. So make a long story short. It was a Saturday. It was the Springboks played against Argentina. So it was a total vibe, and I was quite surprised. It's the first time I've actually been in the waterfront for, you know, I would say 2 to 3 years. Lindsay, it's a ghost town. Yes, there's still people walking around. There's still a bit of a excitement.
But not spending. That's the thing. They're not spending.
It's not even close. Not even close. And you walk in the V&A wharf, and there's lots of shops that's closed down. And most of is the Vivendi's and Gucci's. Yeah. And I actually, you know, because I was mindful with the environment we've been in, being an investor in Growthpoint. And it's always around the Growthpoint has got two, you know, distinct parts. It's got the Australian part, and then actually it's got the South African part. Australia seem to be all right, you know, surviving. South African part, they've got the gym. The gym is the V&A waterfront. You know, that's, we know that will just always go ahead and go, you know, be stronger and be prime property. suddenly I walked around and I was questioning myself. We know it will pass. Part of the interview earlier this week, where we talked about South Africa hopefully moving to the amber list, you know, from the red list, and hopefully, you know, we'll soon, you know, with vaccinations now seriously picking up, hopefully we can get to an environment that we do attract some foreign tourists and those type of things, because we need it. I mean, looking at growth, but that's the negative. The positive is the fact that share prices do not reflect a empty waterfront as it currently stands, because most investors already looked at this 12 months ago, 6 months ago, and say, well, we're looking at more than one wave anyway. This might be a 18 to 20 month, you know, thing. This won't be a thing that just be away. COVID-19 won't just be miraculously away, you know, after 6 months. We're looking at least 2 years, and they priced that into share prices. Because Monday morning when we started going into the market, Growthpoint was up. Markets actually said, well, that's bad, but not too bad. And for today, it was very similar. The results weren't good. I mean, naturally, you know, and when you look at office vacancies at 20%, or to be exact, 19.9%, that usually stands about around about the 15% level as well. So this is a serious movement upward. And so in general, the news weren't good, but they do say that they do feel that they've got the balance sheet under control, and hopefully, you know, we can get beyond COVID-19 now.
And also retail sales. I mean, talking about property, obviously property is, there's two aspects to it. I mean, to my mind, well, there's three actually. There's industrial, there's retail, and there's commercial. But if you have a look at the retail side of things, you see the retail sales today. That was really, really bad. But I mean, as I was saying to a previous commentator, or he rather pointed it out to me, because I've forgotten about the 3 or 4 day insurrection, which was obviously became a much bigger thing because shops had to be rebuilt because of these hooligans, these thugs, these violent criminals. That was probably, the July figures were probably impacted by that. So we shouldn't take too much note of what happened with these numbers, but they weren't great, no matter what.
Yeah, I think for those who haven't listened to the previous interview, you know, when we look at the year-on-year retail figures for South Africa, that was previously, you know, 10.5%. This is now for July, so in June was 10.5% year-on-year.
Yeah.
This time around, they forecasted 7.2%. It came out minus 0.8%. Month on month to July, you know, they did forecast a drop, Lindsay. I mean, we all were mindful about the looting. So they did forecast a drop of 0.3%, but it came out down 11.2%.
Yes. It's a staggering number, yeah. Especially for an economy that relies on consumption.
Correct. And that's why I say, you know, looking at the growth points, we're also at high prop today. You know, high prop more focused on the retail side, you know, than growth point, more focused on shopping centers and that type of thing. They clearly mentioned the footprint is not there. The footprint is not there yet in shopping centers, and most probably won't be there. You know, but they are, you know, looking at things, how to blow some life into that. And you know, again, Harper didn't look too bad today. After the results came out, you know, Harper were up close to 1% for today. So I think, you know, a lot of the negativity is priced into the market. We've seen a massive movement in SA property. I mean, it's been one of the best asset classes in South Africa to be invested in, not just over the past 12 months, but over the past, you know, 6 months, so a shorter term. Yes, it came from a very, very low base, a, you know, distressed base, not just low base, very, very distressed base. But it has been good. So hopefully we can continue and see some relief from a COVID-19 point of view, and then, you know, I think these properties. I think the one thing that we sort of debated a year ago, that life will never be the same again. People won't go back to the offices again. They won't go to shopping centres anymore. That's it. I mean, life has forever changed. This is the new normal. That was the word, you know, the words that we used. And I think the one thing that I've actually, you know, found over the past, you know, 2 to 3 months, that's not the case. People, want to get back into our offices. They want to start working together again. We're social beings. We're interactive. So
I'm not.
Well, you're a hobbit. You're a serious hobbit. We know
a
that.
A hermit, you're not a hobbit. A hermit. Hermit.
Sorry. Yeah, you're a hobbit as well.
I wouldn't know. I've never seen the film. But anyway, I would admit to being a hermit. But, you know, but people like you who want to go and show off and, you know, you like this wine, you like that wine, you've bought a new suit, your wife takes you to the waterfront and everything. You want to tell people about these things. And so you want to have barbecues and sit around at dinner parties and that sort of thing. I'm not that, but I'm unusual. Most people want to do what you do. So quite right. And it was interesting, Skunk, because I was talking to somebody at a well-known Cape Town-based financial institution that has a large office in London. And about 3 weeks ago, I spoke to one of their commentators, one of their analysts, and he said, we can take 160 people in this office, brand new office, beautiful new office. There's four of us here today. I spoke to somebody 2 days ago from that very same firm, and he says it's almost full. So I think people have actually said, get back to the office now. Let's get this atmosphere going again, which is interesting. Maybe it's just a one firm phenomenon, but I think that maybe that's going to be replicated throughout, for example, the City of London and maybe in South Africa as well.
But just look at the events, Lindsay. It's always been a thing. We know people like going to football matches. So they like going to rugby. Tri-Nations, whatever it's called nowadays, you know, the Formula One are packed again. I love to watch the MotoGP over the weekend, packed. People like that, and I think working environments are no different. People like working together because you are interactive. So, I mean, to move along, I mean, the one thing that actually, you also get the flip side. You know, a company like DataTech, and I know DataTech is not the size DataTech, which we know it's been 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But when I look at DataTech, that's sort of the other side of the coin again. I mean, this is where we, you know, the property companies and these retail companies, as we mentioned, that was affected by either, you know, liquor lockdowns and those type of things. DataTech actually said, well, their group revenue are expected. Now, remember, this was a trading update for 31st August 2021, so it's not real results yet. But group revenue is expected to increase 15%. You know, and that's quite a substantial increase for revenue. And then they mentioned very, very specifically revenue, you know, why the reason why it's been higher, why it's increased, was attributed to the continued remote working from home, the increased cloud usage, and you know, secure network working trends. All of these things that was sort of enhanced by lockdown and COVID-19. So, yeah, clearly not everybody was struggling. Not all sectors were affected, you know, equally during this, let's call it this past close to 2 years now. Company like DataTech really enjoyed it, and when you look at the share price, I mean that they love the news. Share price up, you know, 6.4% for today.
Very good. Let's have a look at another couple of indicators as well with the swap prices, and starting with the rand. JP Morgan put out something in the last 36-48 hours, I think, and they said sell the rand. I mean, it's essentially what it said. I didn't read the report, but it was JP Morgan, and who are they aligned with? RMB. JP Morgan, RMB, sell the rand. And the rand, of course, has sold off because of that. 14.44, a 2.3% move to the downside for the rand against the US dollar. British pound against the rand, 19.98. The euro rand has changed its big figure from 16 to 17. It's 17.07. The euro dollar is 1.18.20, which is more or less unchanged. And the pound is 1.38.40, despite a very, very large increase in inflation in the UK. It went from 2% last month, year on year, to 3.2% this month, which is a massive, massive move, percentage-wise. The gold price, I just hate being above 1,800. Skulk, it's 1,793 now. The platinum price is just horrible. It's 929 in 24 hours, down $29 an ounce. A little bit of a bounce back for palladium, but still below 2,000. 1998, up $42 per ounce. And the one that's really, really interesting and actually quite disturbing from a South African perspective, with the other ones going down or looking relatively mixed, you've got the oil price up 3.4% for West Texas, just below $73 a barrel. And just below $76 a barrel is Brent crude oil, which is up 3.1%. Natural gas prices up 6.2%. These are really big moves, and it's bad for us because we import all our stuff, or rather South Africa does.
This is where the rubber hits the road, and this is at last I can use the saying, because this is going to affect the whole world. I mean, not just South Africans. We know this is a big portion or big part of our inflation basket, but this is also a big part of the U.S. inflation basket. And we know that's the big, big worry, because we know the Fed want to start tapering, but they're still worried. You know, one of the main things that they actually also worried about is inflation. They want they need to start raising interest rates, but they can't do that because they clearly, you know, look at the non-farm payrolls 2 weeks ago, what effect that had on the dollar when that was released and missed target. So they can't afford to raise interest rates because, you know, unemployment is not really, you know, coming down as it should be doing. You know, the economy is not really picking up as it should be doing. And, you know, when you look at the West Texas intermediary share or price, $73 per barrel, that's worrying. That's massively worrying.
Big, big move today, yeah.
It's going to filter through to the CPI, no doubt. They need this to come down. They need this to at least stay at these lower levels. Otherwise,
it was so interesting because every time someone intervenes in the oil market, the market says, oh, well, okay, China's selling some of its strategic reserves, therefore the price is going down. It doesn't last more than a couple of days. If OPEC says we're going to turn the taps on again, somebody cheats. Somebody doesn't turn the taps on. Or the other way around, they restrain, they say, oh, what we've got to do is just withdraw a little bit of production in the market so we can get the price up. Somebody always cheats. It's always the same. I promise you, if you're an oil trader out there, it's so easy. When someone says, this is what's going to happen to the oil market, just do the opposite after about 48 to 72 hours. Goodness me, that was a rant. Okay, on the upside on the JSE today, talking about oil, Sasol, big move, up 4.8%. It's $246.56, rand, sorry, per share. Anglo-American Platinum, thank goodness the PGM stocks are bouncing back. Amplats up 4.4%. Impala Platinum up 3.4%. Glencore, diversified miner, up 3.3%. On the downside, EPP, property company, down 5.5%. Italtal down 5.3%. Mass, another property company, down 5.3%. And CUP, down 4.4%. Anything outside of those that caught your eye today, Skulk?
Yeah, I think you mentioned them all. Let me just see my notes here. Just make sure that we did get them. The other one, yeah, Pan African Resources. That's a little note that I made.
That's it. They came out with results this morning. Yeah, solid little company.
Solid little company. But what I liked about this company is we know that the gold price, you know, is down from previous levels. Now, when we look at, you know, they actually reported what they received in rand per kilogram. Now, I know we usually use ounce, but in South Africa we talk rand per kilogram. The average they received was 793,121 rand per kilogram. Currently it's 831. So they're already looking better now. And when we look at the production, you know, the production increased as well. So this is not just a company that used the environment, let's call it the higher gold price environment, you know, to say, well, this is how we're going to increase our revenue. They actually increased the production as well by 12.4%. So this is quite dynamic. I must say, it's not a company that I invested in. But I'm going to have a closer look at this little gold company, because clearly they are hopping and bopping.
Very good. Yeah, nice and nimble, nice and small, nice and nimble. And for maybe retail investors rather than giant institutions, it is one to look at. You'll keep us in touch with that one. Give us the JSE indices, please, Skulk.
So JSE today, as I mentioned, end of the day positive. So very slightly positive, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, 13 basis points, closed at 64,385 points, mostly driven, as you mentioned earlier, by resources companies. Resources were up 1.2%. Industrials, however, were down 64 basis points. And financials, that was also up, you know, 37 basis points. And I'm just going to touch on the SA Property Index, as quite a few companies reported. They were down, you know, 76 basis points. And when we look at the value traded in the market, not a bad day. You know, we did surpass the 20 billion, not a 30, well, close to 35 billion day as yesterday. But today we traded 23 billion, yeah, 23.3 billion, you know, on the JSE, which is pretty solid.
But yesterday's day was, of course, was the Pepco, the Pepco Steinhoff story, wasn't it? That was a false day, really.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah, I think it was 370 million Pepco shares. But yeah, we'll take it anyway it comes. I mean, now we need the JSE need the volumes. I was actually surprised, Lindsay. I'm not gonna make this a long-winded story, but I was actually quite shocked. You know, I recall a year or two ago where I looked at the JSE All Share, All Share itself, and I was surprised to see it's not run about the 200 counters anymore. It was on that stage 169 counters. Today, you know, I had a look on the JSE All Share, only 139 counters left on the JSE All Share Index. Shocking.
Well, it's very interesting you say that, because I was talking about that with a couple of commentators this week. And in fact, I spoke with one of your colleagues, or rather a colleague within the PSG group, i.e. A chap called Justin Floor from PSG Asset Management. And we were talking about the Imperial Logistics takeover by DP World, the Dubai-based giant global logistics company. And I just thought to myself, you know, it's a 12.7 billion deal. PSG Asset Management thinks it's worth more than that. But he did say that the vote is coming up on Friday, and it looks as though, although we own 7.5% of it, we're not going to get the 25% we need in order to force a rethink of that price of 12.7 billion. And I thought, there's another company gone. And this is a good South African company, South African and African company. So another one. So cross off 139 and put 138 there, Skulk.
And let's call it, in the next 2 weeks we will hear, you know, from Heineken if they're gonna take out Distell.
137.
You know, that's it. You know, so that's another one, you know, gone. That's worrying. I mean, this is worrying. I think it must worry the JSE, you know, how the mighty has fallen. I hope there's a relive. Hope there's more companies coming back to the JSE, because, you know, like I said, 139, 137, you know, most probably.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of counters anymore.
That's not. You're going to have a much easier job before you retire, Skulk. You only have about 75 companies to analyse. Anyway, Skulk Lowe is a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth in Cape Town, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. Skulk will be back with me tomorrow for the opening. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors, and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.